Bav Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baruch Metzia Bavli, Daf Kuf Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, at the third Mishnah on the page, Mishnah Tes. Hamaschir Bais LeChaveri VeNofel Chayav LaHamid Loi Bayis. If a person rented out a house to his friend and it fell down, he has to replace the house. Hayah Katan LeYasenu Gadol, Gadol LeYasenu Katan, Echad LeYasenu Shnayim, Shnayim LeYasenu Echad, LeYifchois MeLachalonos LeYosif Aleihen Ela Midas Shneim. If it was small, he shouldn't rebuild it large, and vice versa. If there was one, he shouldn't build two, and vice versa. He shouldn't reduce the number of windows, nor should he increase them unless they both agree to it. And the Gemara says, Reish Lakish Amar B'Marmidoi Al Gabov. Reish Lakish says that when the Mishnah taught that no changes can be made, it's when he rebuilds it in the same location. But in a different location, he can make changes. Reb Yochanan Amar, V'Ayim Elai Bayis Kazeh Ani Maskir Lach. Reb Yochanan says, when he said, I'm renting to a house like this. If a person rented out a house to his friend and now he wants to sell the house, so Amrabi Ami, La Das Shazer Yamas Barav. Rami answers, number one, it didn't include if he was dying of starvation, means the rental could not have precluded the possibility that if he only needs to sell the house in order to have sustenance, he'd be able to do so. So certainly he should be able to sell the house in a case when he will not have food to eat otherwise. Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Hilah, Turehoin Marin Mikom Mokim Kaniloi, Elador Amale, Shivke, Deshari Adjimale, and Kulusin Dide. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Hilah both said that the owner can sell the house, but it's as if the owner told the buyer that he has to allow the rental contract to be completed. Asa Uvdu Kami Rabbi Nisi, Rabbi Kabil. Such a case came before Rabbi Nisi, and he didn't accept this opinion, and he said that the buyer now can force the renter to leave. Ma Palik, so where is there a question? Does Rabbi Nisi disagree with him, or was this a unique case? Amri, Balte Havas Mimashkana, Gabi Chadroimi, Began Kain, Hoiri, Kirabi Imi. The answer is the house owner's daughter had been taken captive by a Roman, and he needed to raise the ransom money, and this is why Rabbi Nisi ruled like Rabbi Ami, otherwise he would not have ruled like Rabbi Ami. Hadnalach Perek Hashoyel. And we continue now on Lamed Beis Amud Beis with the Mishnah at the beginning of this Perek. Hamakabel sade mechaveroi, if a sharecropper who received a field as arisus means that he takes a percentage of the earnings of the field for that year, if he received a field to cultivate, mokum shenagu liksor yiksor, la'ador ya'ador, l'achroish acharov yachroish, hakol kuminigim medina. If in a place where it is the custom to harvest, he has to harvest. If it's to rake, he has to rake. If it's to plough after harvesting, he has to plough after harvesting. Everything follows the custom of that locality. Kishem shecholkin b'tevua, kach cholkin b'tevin v'kash, kishem shecholkin b'yayin, kach cholkin b'zmurais v'konim, b'shneim m'sapkim es hakonim. Just as the owner and the sharecropper have to divide the produce, they also divide the straw and the stubble. Just as they divide the wine, they also divide the vine twigs and the sticks. They both have to also supply sticks. The Gemara says, mokum shenagu liksor v'tolash. In a place where the custom is to harvest and he detach rather than harvesting, which involves more effort than actually harvesting, Amalei ad be'isa, the field owner can say to the sharecropper, that was your choice to do it that way. Litloish v'kotzar, but in a place where the custom is to detach and the sharecropper harvested, which means he did less effort than would usually be done. Amalei poik d'arisa, the field owner can say to the sharecropper, leave and take with you the compass that you've left in my field. Tani, we learned in a Tosefta, hamakabel sada mechaveiro harize koitze uma'ame v'dash v'zeire u'boiro. A sharecropper who received a field is required to harvest, to bundle, to thresh, to winnow, and to select the produce. Hachoifer, v'akayor v'asanter, shomer ha'ir, v'ikonomus noitlin scharon min ha'emsa. A person who digs around fields, one who measures fields, one who supervises the borders of the fields, city guards, and the king's scribe who records the obligations of tax of the city's residents, because the payment is taken from the field, the owner and the sharecropper pay half each. Habaya v'abalan v'asapar b'zman sheboin mikoich ha'aris, noit l'mikoich ha'aris, mikoich balabayis, noit l'mikoich balabayis, ein mashalim al minig medina. But a city digger, the bathhouse supervisor, and the city barber, when they are invited by the sharecropper pays. When they're invited by the owner pays. The custom of the place is always going to be followed. And we move on now to the second Mishnah on this page, Mishnah Beis. Hamakabel sada mechaveiro v'hi beis shlochim oy beis ha'ilon yavash ha'mayan v'nikzas ha'ilon einu menakeloi mechakiroi. A sharecropper received a field from his friend and it's a beis shlochim, it's a field that contains a spring because rainwater isn't sufficient, or a beis ha'ilon, which is a field of trees, If the spring dried up or the tree was chopped down, the sharecropper can't reduce the quantity of produce he has to give over to the owner because he didn't make such a stipulation. Im amolei ascheli beishlochim zu, oi sade beisailan zu, yavashema yan menixus ailan, menakelei mechakioi. But if he said, rent me this beishlochim or this beisailan, and the spring dried up or the trees were chopped down, he can reduce the amount that he gives to the owner. And the Gemara says, amo b'yitzak beshe yavash kolama yan. Bram in Hava Amuk Tartin Koimin Vat Avid Shloisha Koimin Amuk Yachin Memele Lai Be Behusagi. Rabbi Yitzhak says he can only reduce if the entire spring dried up, but if it, instead of it being two stories, it just came down to being three stories down, it's deeper down in the ground, then the owner can tell him, just work harder and bring the water. Nixase Elan, the Mishnah taught if the trees were chopped down. Am Rabbi Yitzhak says, he can only reduce if all of the trees are chopped down, but if there were still 10 trees in an area of Beisar, the owner can tell him, on the contrary, beforehand the trees couldn't grow well because they were so densely planted, but now they can produce much better fruit and you definitely owe me what you were supposed to pay me originally.